From Tidbits on April 28th, 2008, this is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Bootcamp Update 2.1 from Apple, quote, addresses issues and improves compatibility with Microsoft Windows XP and Microsoft Windows Vista running on a Mac computer using Bootcamp, unquote. Anyone running Windows XP under Bootcamp who plans to install Microsoft Service Pack 3 when it is released later this month must first install this Bootcamp update. The free update comes in three versions, one for Windows XP, one for Windows Vista 32-bit, and one for Windows Vista 64-bit. These updates must all be applied while running Windows and are also available through Apple's software update for Windows. VMware Fusion 1.1.2 fixes a crash related to having a virtual CD-DVD drive when no physical drive was connected to a MacBook Air and adds support for CD-DVD burning with the MacBook Air's USB-based SuperDrive. Another fix allows Time Machine to back up Fusion virtual machines, something that Fusion previously prevented due to a conflict with macOS 10. It was fixed in 10.5.2, but given the size and frequent changes of the virtual machine disk image, it may be best to exclude it from Time Machine backups anyway. Other changes include support for Windows XP Service Pack 3 Bootcamp partitions, the addition of simplified Chinese to the localized languages, that's English, French, German, and Japanese, proper disconnect of USB devices left connected to the virtual machine at shutdown, a fix for wireless bridge networking not being able to pick up an IP address via DHCP, full compatibility with new Apple aluminum keyboards, new keys, and more. Text Expander 2.1 from Smile on My Mac enhances the typing shortcut and abbreviation expansion utility with support for single character abbreviations and improved performance for fast typists. Text Expander also now remembers open groups in the Preferences pane, preserves formatting when creating snippets from the selection out of the clipboard, and fixes expansion problems with multiple nested snippets. Default Folder X 4.0.5 from St. Clair Software fixes a bug in the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement utility to prevent Default Folder X from reactivating after a file dialog was dismissed in Acrobat 8, Dreamweaver CS3, and possibly other applications. It also improves the way Spotlight and Info panels fit into very small Open and Save dialogs. ScreenFlow 1.1 from Vera Software is a significant update to the highly regarded new screencasting software for macOS 10 10.5 Leopard. Important changes include display of the audio waveforms for editing, markers for easier navigating and QuickTime chapter tracks, 20 to 40% faster export, presets for Apple's non-Macintosh devices, significant reduction in CPU usage when recording desktops with little or no motion, many bug fixes, and much more. MacBook Pro EFI Firmware Update 1.5.1 is a replacement for the 1.5 version of this firmware update, but Apple doesn't specify what has changed. I recommend using Software Update to get and install this update, since Apple is entirely unclear about which models of the MacBook Pro need it. Firmware Restoration CD 1.7 from Apple enables users of various Intel-based Mac models to restore the firmware of their computers in the event of a botched firmware update. Check the Firmware Update CD Set 1.7 description for a full list of supported models, and remember, if your Mac isn't included, you'll need a previous version of Firmware Restoration CD. A hint, just change the version number in the URL to check out versions 1.3 through 1.6. If you have only one Mac that can make a CD, I recommend downloading the appropriate firmware restoration CD and burning the CD now, before you might conceivably need it. Keyboard Maestro 3.0.1 from Stairway Software fixes a number of bugs in the recent 3.0 release of the company's macro program, including some cases of excessive CPU usage, problems with palette placement on multiple monitor setups, failure with the launch application action, and more. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope you've enjoyed these updates, even if the Apple ones were a little lame, frankly.